こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa 先生。This is episode 49. Today in this episode, we will learn about how to make nai form. Now let's go. 書かない、食べない。These are called nai form. We have several usages for nai form.But today in this episode, let's learn how to make nai form. Let's start with group 1 verbs. For example, 書きます to write, you will omit imasu and put together with anai. So, 書きます omit imasu, it will beK-A-K, put together with A-N-A-I. It becomes 書かない、書かない。To take, 取ります。We remove I-M-A-S-U. It becomes T-O-R. And then you put together with A-N-A-I. It becomes 取らない、取らない。Same goes for...遊びます to play, nai form will become 遊ばない to hurry up, 急ぎます nai form will be 急がない to listen, 聞きます nai form will be 聞かない行きます to go will become 行かない However, there are some exceptionsFor example, 待ちます to wait. We cannot say 待ちない. We have to make this into 待たない, 待たない. So if there is ち before ます, it will become たない. So for example, 持ちます to hold. Nai form will be.持たない。Another exception is 話します to speak. We cannot say 話さない. We have to make this into 話さない. So if there is し before ます, we have to make this into さない. 貸します to lend something. Nai form will be 貸さない. And then the last exception is買います to buy. We cannot say 買わない. We have to say 買わない. So whenever there is い before ます, it will become わない. Same goes for 会います to meet. Nai form will be 会わない. So we have to be careful when we haveち、し、or い before ます because each one of them will become たない、さない、わない For group 2 verbs, it's always easy. You just omit the ます part and then put together with ない So for example, 食べます to eat. You will omit the ますAnd put together with ない。食べない、食べない。To see, 見ます。Omit the ます。Put together with ない。見ない、見ない。To teach, 教えます。Nai form is 教えない、教えない。To wake up, 起きます。Nai form is 起きない、起きない。So group 2 verbs are always easy. Now for group 3 verbs, we only have 2 verbs. One is 来ます to come, and the other one is します to do. So these are irregular verbs, so you just have to memorize it.来ます。Nai form is Konai. Konai. So this is totally irregular, so you just have to memorize.
Shimasu becomes shinai. Shinai.
So just to recap, for group 1 verbs, you have to omit imasu and then put together with anai. Except for when there is chi, shi, or I before masu.
Machimasu becomes matanai. Hanashimasu becomes hanasanai. Kaimasu becomes kawanai.
For group 2 verbs, it's very easy. You just omit masu and then put together with nai.
Tabemasu becomes tabenai. Mimasu becomes minai.
And then for group 3 verbs, you have to memorize.
Kimasu becomes konai. Shimasu becomes shinai.
So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. I will see you in the next episode. Bye bye.